My goal in this lecture is to help us understand a typological polar reality in society as well as in individuals. The opposites are, on one hand, the dominant culture made up of extroverted thinking, ET in the center, as it were, of an extroverted sensate thinking, judging makeup, that is ESTJ. And on the other hand, a typological counterculture with its center, introverted feeling, IF, in the larger configuration, introverted, intuitive, feeling, perceptive, the INFP. These configurations will be referred to at times as ET, not extraterrestrial, and ESTJ on one hand, and IF and INFP on the other. Now, for those of you who don't know, the N is used for intuition because the I is already reserved for introversion. I'm not trying to discuss comprehensively the feeling function, for example, as Jim Hillman has done so creatively in the book Jung's Typology. Rather, I seek to show how IF and its allies in the INFP configuration function in specific individuals as walking and breathing shadows of our culture, and in each of us as often ignored shadowy aspects of our own psyche. Now, my personal shadow and madness is here. I test INFP, but I'm definitely extroverted, but for 35 years, I desperately tried to live out the norms of our dominant culture until I began analysis with Victor White in a second breakdown. So this typological stuff is extraordinarily important in my life. I had a dream in which I go into the House of Studies office. I was in the Dominican Order at that time, presumably to do some work, and I open a file drawer, and there is a great red heart among a bunch of Valentines. And I'm looking deeply and ardently at that heart when Brother R walks in with his material and demanding that I file his stuff away. And Brother R was a totally head-oriented ESTJ type, so much so that we often wondered when on earth the man went to the toilet. That was my persona, okay? And desperately needing to find that shadowy aspect, which indeed turns out to be my true orientation. Jung's typology in general seems to be shadowy among most analysts. It seems to be mostly ignored as a pragmatic analytic tool. Now, dealing with this issue is beyond the scope of this talk. I personally find typology contributes substantially to understanding and assisting in individuation, conflict resolution, and vocational decisions, as well as understanding historical aspects and developments of our culture. Meanwhile, folks are not waiting for Jungians to come around. Myers-Briggs, who give us these formulations based on Jung's psychology, reported over 2 million people taking their survey in 1989. Now, I have included, I have included Jung's personal typology here, INTJ, not only to show specifically how he would be characterized by Myers-Briggs, but also to demonstrate to those of you who know your type that you can determine how you fit into these two fundamental cultural polarities. Notice that Jung shares the introverted intuition, the IN, with the counterculture, and TJ, thinking, judging, with the dominant culture. So even typologically, he balances the opposites. Before I continue further, I want to read to you a poem that gives us the feel of this important polarity. The poem is by Rumi, a 13th century poet from the Near East. Now, we're seeking to play here with type, so allow yourself to experience, to feel the, as the poem speaks of, the intellectual in the poem as extroverted thinking and the lover as introverted feeling in your souls.